Should be more.
The fastest, quickest, smoothest footwork. He's the Fred Astaire of jiu-jitsu, the Fred Astaire of judo. But he's the Dom DeLuise of pizza eating. I don't get it. I don't get this.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late now, everybody.
Wake up late, everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up late. Wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
wake
this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live and podcast. It's Tuesday, May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, Mike.
Cinco de Mayo. That's why I'm here.
That's why Mike is here.
So we have a Spanish person on here today.
Yeah, Mike Cintron.
I'm Puerto Rican, though, so it kind of...
Well, okay. We're gonna...
I like tacos.
Yeah. Well, I told the old lady today that we're going to have for tonight, we should order something in... From one of the Mexican restaurants here in South Florida.
Which one would you like? Are you going to go like Tex-Mex or, you know, like burrito shop?
I think I'm going to go with something good.
Something good.
I mean,
don't give a fuck.
What's your favorite Mexican food? Like, you know, out of all the, like an enchilada, piña.
That's what I'm saying. There's so many different types. Like, if you're going to go with Tex-Mex, I would probably go with like chilies. No, I don't know.
No, but I meant like, dude, like, obviously I love burritos. As a Mexican, I love burritos.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I like burritos. I like tacos.
Would you rather have a burrito or a taco?
That's a good question. Depends how hungry I am. You know, so a taco is a good little, like, you know, I just want a little snack.
A little sampler.
A little sampler. You know, I don't want to be weighed down.
Crunchy or soft, soft
I'm
wrap?
I'm a crunchy guy. Yeah. I mean, soft is cool. You know, I even like... You really want to pig out, you put the soft wrap around the crunchy wrap.
Yeah, maybe a little cheese.
Put some little queso in between.
I started running to the border sometimes at night because, you know, I don't know why I think it's healthy, but, like, there's no more Go-Wraps at Wendy's. I used to get these Go-Wraps.
Yeah.
And they stopped making them. They discontinued them, which I'm very upset about. And so sometimes I want to get something real quick. I'll go to Taco Bell and I'll get a shredded chicken burrito.
Yeah, I like those.
And I try to get the beefiest one. I don't know if it's a 9-layer burrito or just the beef burrito.
One?
Yeah.
The 9-layer burrito is not bad. I've had that.
Yeah.
It's a little filling.
Yeah, like too much bean. Too much bean purry.
Have you ever been to Moe's?
Moe's breakfast place?
Well, no, it's Moe's Southwestern Grill.
Oh,
like,
no.
It's like they're
like a morning.
Trying...
They used to have Moe's bagels. And then they changed into the Moe's Southwestern Grills, these little places, right?
Well, yeah, they're kind of competing with the Chipotle's.
Yeah.
A little bit. They're a little different. But they do what they call a wrong dug. And it's basically taco shell fried inside a soft shell with all your accoutrements, you know, your meats and stuff.
Accoutrements.
It's good.
You are a fucking Mexican food lover. I like that. I like a wet burrito. You know,
I like it wet.
With the melted cheese on top of it.
Yeah, no, that's
you know?
Good.
But that's it. I mean, I'm not a big, you know what food I kind of like, has never been a good food I've ever liked. And I started eating a few times and I'm starting to crave it. I don't believe it, but Indian food.
Oh, you know, if a good Indian food place is delicious.
Yeah.
Very underestimated. I didn't know about this until a couple of years ago. But yeah, if you go to a good Indian place, it could be, it's basically like spicy Chinese
food. Yeah, it's
food.
Beef and, you know, it's just delicious.
Wait,
I love their rice. I love it.
Yeah.
I piss off my wife who's Asian. I'm like, honey, I got to tell you, I really like the Indian rice.
Yeah, because don't they use the same jasmine rice?
But
just
it's smaller. It's like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
I can't explain it. I am not a culinary, a a culinary guy. Culinary, yeah. I'm a culo guy, but I'm not a culinary guy.
You know Anthony Bourdain, that's for sure.
Yes, I'm. Well, he's dead, so unfortunately, you know.
Rest in peace, Anthony.
He supposedly killed himself as well. Hey, speaking of killing yourself, not that we don't have enough to worry about here, but you know, big word, big news now is the murder hornets.
Yeah, I've heard about these.
Now, you know, these are pretty big, dude. You know, yeah. these things look like little birds.
They could pick me up.
Yeah, and they look like they're like transformers. Like all of a sudden they're going to change and
yeah, their head is gigantic.
Yeah,
it's like the size of this thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, you may want to be careful. They could fly away with you.
I said that. Yeah, they could pick me up, man.
I mean, yeah, like a couple of them. A swarm.
Well, like you know, they'll grab me by the shoulders and end up in their nests and. Yeah, no, I.
They rip the heads off bees because they're worried about how they're going to affect honey, like regular bees. Which we need the bees, you know, we need bees to be, you know, the birds and the bees. If there's no birds, if there's no bees, it's just the birds.
It sucks.
So it's got to be the birds and the bees. These murder hornets, when they find a beehive, they don't just go up and fucking kill the bee. They rip the heads off.
Yeah.
They decapitate the bee.
They killed. Yeah, it's a terrible death.
You know what I mean?
And then, you know, God knows what they do with his wife.
After, like, right? Do they make the wife? I'm gonna rip your husband's head off. You better watch this, and then me and my buddy are gonna gangbang you.
You and your bee kids are gonna watch me.
It's horrible, dude.
Yeah, no, it's Mother Nature is definitely saying, humans, get ready for a shitstorm. Pretty much is what I've come to realize.
You're a little nervous about.
We'll be fine. Listen, I don't know what'll happen to me, but I think as a human race, we'll survive it.
Well, it will, of course, because all he needs a few. But there's
there you go. There's my COVID.
Yeah, he's making me nervous. I asked Mike, "How's he doing?" Because even like today, we had the cable people come into the house to upgrade our and it's working great. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
So they came and they asked. They called this morning. Go, hey, you know, is anybody at the house sick? Yeah, we want to make sure we take care of our Bell
no!
South guy. I'm like, hold on a second.
Not at all.
No, so they weren't. So, you know, that's why I asked you. You know, you've been running around.
I feel fine.
You've been protesting. You've been out there with swastika flags.
No.
And you know. I've been home.
I feel like I thought you would have been one of those people. Like, open up America now.
Yeah.
Like, how do you feel? You think we should open up America?
I think people need to just be smart.
Who cares?
People need to be fucking smart. I think it's ridiculous to tell me I can't go to the beach. I think I'm in a park. I think
crazy.
When I'm outside, I think I could do anything outside as just not have chicken fights.
Don't have chicken fights.
You know,
sure.
I mean,
don't go to wet markets.
No huddles. No huddling. You know,
no
fucking ring around the rosy. You know,
no.
You just keep a fucking distance.
No donkey
and if you're
play.
And if you're going to be a little closer, wear a mask. And if you're sneezing and shit, stay home.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That's why the government does this. You know, they follow the Asian lead and they lock them people up in China. Said, you ain't going fucking nowhere. They put anybody they knew that was going to be like a problem, they just put a big old 2x4 across the door and said, you ain't going anywhere.
Right.
But, you know, in this country, you have certain rights. You got to do whatever the fuck you can. You can't tell people they can't go to their friends.
Did you see the video where these people drag out a family out of there. I shouldn't be laughing. It's terrible because that's going to happen here eventually. But these Chinese officials show up in hazmat suits and they drag this family right out of their apartment, quarantine them somewhere in China. Hopefully they'll make it back. We'll never know. Maybe they'll go missing.
Yeah, there's a lot of horrible things out of there. So
terrible.
Feeling good. Did you just burp?
No, I just.
Oh, I thought
grunted.
That was, oh, okay, good, because I was thinking coughing and burping.
Bleh.
All you need to start doing now is singing. You know, fucking go. Well, listen, I'm not that kind of. I let people do whatever the fuck they want. I'm not going to, you know, when it comes to. Listen, we're on uncharted territory. How somebody handles something, you know, and that's the big. Again, don't get me on a rant, but people need to stop worrying about what other people are fucking doing. That's the big part.
Well,
you know, don't worry.
Did you hear that in I think it was L.A. or something. Like, the mayor was trying to encourage people to rat on their neighbors. Like, if you see your neighbors doing quarantine stuff.
Yeah, report them.
We'll pay you.
Yeah, welcome to the Third Reich.
No, I'm telling you, it's very.
Well,
you know,
you heard what happened with De Blasio in New York. He set up a phone line.
Yeah.
That if people see people, you know, gathering, and then he got a million dick pics.
Snitches get riches.
He got a bunch of dick pics sent to that phone.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's why New Yorkers handle it. So,
yeah,
can't you know? Listen, just that's the thing. You got to be fucking smart. You know, Florida. Listen, Florida learned. We're the only place. We're in three counties here in Florida. Didn't open Broward County, Dade County, and Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're the most populated areas, and they have the most hoople heads and across the country.
You know what
state.
Surprises me? That Orlando wasn't hit harder. Because Orlando has, you know, Orlando's another, I mean, it's not Miami, but there's international people going in and out to Disney. And
yeah, but ain't nobody going to Disney now.
You know, before this, like, when right. we were, like, thinking, oh, yeah, well, whatever. I mean, it's only, like, you know, 100 people dead, like, before, you know, when they were showing that on the news. You know, I saw today is, like, over 70,000 today. So like, you know, when all this was going on, you know, Miami obviously is going to be a very hard hit area. West Palm Beach, we have New Yorkers and Broward, but like, you know, Orlando was perfectly fine for, you know, for the most part.
Well, because again, there aren't many tourists there now, but in Miami, you got a lot of people all hanging out. They want to go, they're going to do. So, it's bad. So, hey, you know, whatever, go to the beach. Now, I've been walking. You been doing any walking?
No, I've done zero exercise. I'm not going to lie. I'm a lazy piece of shit. Fuck that.
See, that's the thing. If you don't have society bringing you out, you're going to stay home.
Yeah, and I love staying home. I love, like, cooking. I've been getting more into cooking. Like, I've lost my chef skills, and I got that back, the power of adobo.
What do you mean, like putting toast in a toaster?
No, bro.
What's the last thing you made there?
Bro.
Gordon Ramsay. What would you make? What was the last thing you made?
I made chicken Alfredo with penne pasta and tomatoes.
Did you
and
buy
broccoli.
The sauce and open the sauce and eat it, or did you make the sauce?
I didn't make the sauce, no.
Okay. You just took the chicken, took out the,
yeah,
the pompadour fucking
but I marinated
sauce.
The chicken.
All right.
You know, and I put it all down, put a little seasonings in there.
And you ate this all by yourself?
Yeah, I'm not gonna invite people over. Ooh.
No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if you have a roommate or you know.
No, I'm so happy I don't got a roommate. Oh my god!
So you're not going crazy by yourself in the house?
No, I got neighbors that I talk to, say hi to, and then I go in my house and smoke weed, do my work.
Mm. So you're okay on this whole thing? You're not like freaking out over it?
No, when people are like, I feel like I'm in prison. Yeah. I feel like a kid go anywhere. I'm like, you want to be like in prison? I've been to jail. Like, that's prison. You're like, you get one fucking bologna sandwich and you sit on a metal bench.
Yeah. How long were you incarcerated?
8 hours. 8 hours is enough, Dougie. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'd imagine 8 hours is much worse than 2 months staying at home with internet.
Oh,
right.
Internet, bro. I mean, you got your phone. We live in the greatest time.
Imagine how bad it would be if you didn't have internet. Like, if all of a sudden, okay, with the coronavirus, everybody's got to shut down their internet.
Imagine this was the 80s.
Yeah.
I was born in 83, so I wouldn't know, but you would know.
I would know. And all the Uno games would be gone. For it wouldn't be a run on toilet paper, but all the games of Uno.
Unos.
You know,
Monopoly.
Payday. You know, shoots and ladders.
You'd have that neighbor that just like gloats like, I kill it in Monopoly all the time. You're like,
yeah, fucking tic tac
toe. Fuck you up, Rich.
When's the last time somebody broke out a tic tac toe game on you?
Tic tac toe. Oh, not at the open mics.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I mean? Little napkin game.
Hangman.
Yeah.
Guess what word that's in my head, and then I forget it because I smoke too much weed.
Hmm. It's amazing.
Or I misspelled the word. That's when you're the hangman, dude, and you make up the word. You're like, all right, guess the word, and they're trying to guess it, but you misspelled, so they can't get it right.
Yeah. What do you mean? There's no cue in there.
Right.
I got the fucking word already.
There's no J in Sorry. Wonderful. What?
It's one of those Spanish N's.
Exactly.
With the shalush, with the mustache.
Oh, so embarrassing.
But I've been taking these walks, man. That's how we keep our sanity. Cause I go
really to, with your wife, you take walks?
Yeah, long walks, like around 2.5-3 miles at least. You know,
that's
like
cute.
From here all the way around.
I think my mom wants to do that. My stepdad refuses.
Really?
My mom will call me like, you want to go for a walk around the neighborhood?
You got the shoes for
Absolutely
it? You got sneakers?
Not.
Why not, man?
Sneakers.
Why not put some ear pods in and relax and just get a good pace going?
Well, because if I'm walking with my mom, it's going to be a conversation.
No, that's the thing. You fuck the conversation. You You actually put the AirPods in, you put a music or, you know, news or something.
You don't know my mom.
You just
mom,
go walking. Well, dude, I don't know if I want to walk with anybody's mom. But I'm just saying, like, even like you, if you could be alone, you know, it's a good way to stay in shape, get some sun. So we take these long walks, and everybody seems to be walking or on a bike.
Yeah.
All right. And now, you know, you got to separate a little bit. And like, we're on this walk, and we're walking all the way over there, right across from Target. And this younger girl with her mom were leaving the store, and she walked in front of us, and her mom wasn't keeping up because we were like in exercise walk mode, you know, like. You know what I mean? Like fast pace.
Speed walk?
No, not that one. But you know what I mean? But, you know, just a good pace. Not the one where you look like you got to take a piss and you're trying to find a bathroom. You know, the one where you're, you know, just trying to get a...
The notch down. The notch
yeah.
Lower.
And the girl got in front of us. Sweat. And, you know, but, so I'm walking out in the middle of the street, you know, just my wife separated. And finally the lady says, Julie, whatever her name was. And she slowed down and walked around. Not even your head. Like, you ride a bike. When's the last time you have ridden a bike, Mike? 5 years, 10 years, a week.
Probably like 3 years ago.
All right. So, but you don't forget how to ride a bike. You know how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put you in a situation. Let's say you're driving on a sidewalk through a neighborhood, you know, kind of thing. You know, and there's like when you're driving down University Drive and you come here to the studios here.
Right.
You see those sidewalks on the side of University Drive. There's like a little. You know, it's like the backs off into a neighbor, whatever. But there's like a fucking grass, right? There's grass and there's a sidewalk. So let's say you're driving on the sidewalk with your bike, and two people are walking, and you're coming up behind them, and they have their AirPods in, and they probably can't hear you. Are you gonna run up right behind them and go, "Excuse me," and start fucking like telling them to move? What would you do? What would you do if you're on a bike? Mind you,
I'm on a bike.
It's a cross. It could be one of these cross track bikes. You know what I mean? One of those. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a BMX bike or anything, but you know what I mean. Yeah. You're not on a 10 speed. You're not in a Tour de France. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Tell me.
I'd probably ride around them.
Yeah. Right? Listen, you haven't been on a bike in 3 years, and you know that.
Yeah.
You're not going to come up behind them and say, "Hey, excuse me, can you move up?"
No,
are you fucking kidding me? You're not going to take the bike on the grass?
Yeah, I just get around them.
Right?
Yeah.
Amateurs, man.
The least times I need to talk to anyone, the better my life is.
Yeah.
I've noticed.
Well, I think... Let me
back that statement up. With total strangers that I don't know, and I'm not trying to engage with anyone. Like, I'm trying to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, so you gotta do your own shopping.
The least people you need to talk to in that grocery store, the better off you are.
You gotta
start having a conversation with the meat person, and then, I don't know, you see someone, "Hey, you know, where's your fucking flour at?" And they're like, "I don't know, maybe aisle 7, and, you know, You're just in and out. The only person you should talk to is the cashier. Get the fuck out of there. The better your life is."
Yeah. So do they have the plexiglass up at the... they have it there.
They have that at the dispensary.
Oh, yeah?
You go to the weed dispensary, they only let like 4 people in. And you have to there's a huge plexiglass and you got to stick 6 feet away. So I got short arms. I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to give you the money.
Yeah. I mean, I can't fucking...
I got to lean over.
Yeah, I got to break the 6 feet.
Right. So, but everyone, you know, I mean, everyone's trying to do their thing and trying to social distance. It's a new world. We're going to be like this for a couple of years, they say.
Mm-hmm. There was some, one of the things that people were discussing is bad news, fake news, misleading news, unofficial news.
I mean, how do you even follow it all? It's all just.
Well, you know, one of the things that came out was that since they're opening things up, because there's two people, right? There's the ones that want things to open up and the ones that saying, "No, everybody stay home. This thing's got to completely be gone before we..." Now, we know that that can't happen. We can't wait till the thing's completely gone and not go back to work because people will be gone. Forget about the flu. Forget about this coronavirus. Okay. You're going to be on the street. You know what I mean? You're going to be getting a lot of other things. So this is the trade-off we're looking at. You know, you got to do something. So,
you know, a thought I had, though, the other day is you see all these, videos of people, protesting.
Right.
And not a lot of old people are out in those protests.
No, they better not be.
like those old Republican, you know, people that would normally be out, you know, trying to, we need to go to war or whatever. They're like, we're just going to sit this one out. We don't want to take a chance.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's us. It's the... It's the 30 to 50 year olds who want to work, or you know, so, you know, if you're retired, it's like whatever. But it's that Gen Z that's trying.
You said it. If you're retired, you're staying home anyway. What are you going to do?
Right.
You know what I mean? There's certain things. What's changing in my life?
So towards the end of your job.
All
right. You know,
but the people who are working, people that have their own businesses, that are sitting there, they got to pay the mortgage, they got to pay the rent of their business.
Ooh, imagine being like a food. Open up your little restaurant you saved I don't know how many years for, and your first year, and you barely made even, but you're like, all right, this is what they say. You know, the first year you might lose, and the second year, that's when you see profit, and then bam, COVID-19, see you later.
That's a very optimistic restaurateur focus. Usually it's a couple of years before you
right.
fucking.
No, no, you're
It's horrible. You imagine somebody, honey, I finally made that. You know, I think of our good friend Jamie Morgan.
I think we're starting to make money.
We just finally, and it was for a lot of business. Jamie Morgan, a comic who bought Laugh In Comedy Cafe on the West Coast, you know, had it for about a year, you know, and everything's going great. He fixed it up and the place looks great. And then you got to deal with this shit.
Right.
And by the way, that's the risk. The bigger you go in, the more that you could have to deal with. So
reward.
And again, Mike, that's
successful.
For that main reason right there, that's why a lot of people don't have a lot of shit, because some people just can't obtain in that much discipline. Research behind model predicting 3,000 daily deaths claims it was not intended to be a forecast. You know, the liberal news media has ran with this. Other people said that, you know, now that things are opening up, that we're looking at a huge amount, like 3,000 cases a day. Now that everybody thinks kind of slowly opening up again,
it's going to ramp right back up.
Well, this is what this person, it was only a general forecast. It was one of several forecasts under certain circumstances that could be released. So this has been released to the public to scare the shit out of people and to be fodder for those who are complaining to the other people who are protesting about opening things up. You know, a lot of the protesting, you know, that in Michigan, they're protesting not just because they can't work, but they're protesting because the governor is basically saying they can't go to a store and buy paint. They can't go out and fix their homes, or they can't go visit family in another home. They can't do these kind of, you know, this is civil rights that are being infringed upon. So
no,
that's kind of why there's a bit of a to that. So, you know, that we got this bullshit that we don't know what information to believe. You know, you watch the news, you hear this kind of shit, and you go, well, what's fucking real?
Well, I mean,
I think the real thing, the one thing that I'm taking away from this thing is the death rate of this fucking virus. I'm trying to curse less, by the way. On this coronavirus, the death rate is under 5%, 4 to 5%. And then once we really find out how many people actually had it, were asymptomatic, that number's even going to really shrink from there when it's all said and done, I'm guessing.
Right.
But you know what I mean? So why should so many people suffer the woes of this economy, like going into a depression of no other, an economic depression, just ruining millions of people's lives over a fraction of that being lost to the virus?
Well, you know, we're talking about knowledge that we know today. You know, you got to remember what we knew in March, which was zero. You know, we didn't know. You know, at first we were like, oh, well, it's only going to attack old people. And then young people started dropping down. Young people are getting heart attacks. And we didn't know the scale of how the virus was. So, you know, looking back in hindsight, of course, you could always say, well, you know, maybe we are overreacting.
I'm a hindsight Hindu, Mike.
You know, but
just using my hindsight Hindu skills.
Still, that's, you know, you got to also think about like 70,000 with all we've done. And they thought August we would see 70,000. And it's the first week of May.
Yeah, the numbers are, we'll see what happens. We'll see. You know, again, Sweden's doing a pretty good job. You know, they didn't shut everything down. People just use their head. You know, people aren't walking into a bar with 1,000 people in it. You know, basically some people are staying home. Other people are going out. You know what I mean? And they're younger. And the people in Sweden are a bit better, healthier than the people in this country on average.
Totally.
But nevertheless, you know, they're developing that herd mentality.
Sweden also has, you know, universal health care or whatever.
Doesn't matter. If you don't get sick, it doesn't even apply. So,
They're a healthier. One can argue.
They're not healthier because they got medicine. They're healthier because of a way of life and discipline.
Way of life and the fact that they can, if anything does go wrong, they don't have to worry about not going to the
Well, the very, there's only a few people that have to worry about that plea, Mike. So other people, the majority of people have health insurance. The question is, you know, whether they're drinking, you know, three chocolate fucking malts on a weeknight, you know, and then getting diabetes is a bit different. So
have you had Swedish chocolate milk, man? That
listen,
shit is fattening.
Let me tell you something.
Swiss Miss has built an empire in that shit.
Yeah, but they're not walking around eating it. They're exporting it to us. You let the fat Americans drink this shit. My wife, by the way, made iced coffee the other night, and she put it in these like metal thermoses we have, and it was great because let me tell you something. Nothing better than the Dunkin' Donuts Girl Scout flavored. It is the caramel and coconut, right? Caramel and coconut flavoring. Oh my God, it's like the s'mores, Girl Scout cookies.
Delish.
Right. Anyway, so we mixed some of that in there, and I think I have to get another one tonight. Nice. I don't know. I may not. Maybe too much. What's up with Michael Barefoot? No one. No, he only people with breathing problems that were younger. Yeah, anybody who had the precondition of some sort of asthma or bronchitis or allergies, they didn't know. They didn't learn. We're all figuring this shit out as we go along. But the bottom line
saying.
Is
no one really knew. I guess my point was that in the beginning we didn't know. Now looking back at it, we're like, oh well, it's only this much and blah 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 blah. I mean, you know what? Now we definitely have to start opening up places where it's not, you know, too crazy and people can go to work like Jacksonville, but Miami probably should, you know, chill for a second.
Well, that's the thing. Nightclubs, things like that, yeah. But the bottom line is, you go to a restaurant, you know, I think things are going to happen. In other words, things are happening naturally. You know, it's not like you have to tell people that they have to do this or not. There should be a common sense amongst people that, you know, oh, I'm not going to sit there and if it's too crowded, I'm not going to go in there. Like, even if things were open and I went in some of there, I saw these people standing around, I'm like, I'm not going to go in there. You know what I mean? If I see one person without a mask, that's it. That's where we're in right now. So, anyway, enough of this horseshit. I'm glad that you're home. That you're dealing with being home alone. You know, I get to go to my office a couple days a week. I go into my office, change pace. I have an office manager there. We keep our distance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it makes me feel normal. Although I do go to my office in shorts and a V-neck T-shirt.
Yeah.
You know, why am I going to wear a dress pants or something? No one's coming to my office. So everybody's getting lax.
You got
to
Zoom. You know.
You know what I mean?
Zoom.
I can't, you know, I'm going to do that technology with clients too. Is everybody just Zoom?
Zoom it, baby.
You know, so
have you done the Zoom comedy yet?
No, I haven't. I've been asked to do a couple shows, but
why
I haven't.
You do it?
I don't know. I want an audience if I'm going to do a show. We were supposed to have a show this weekend at the Boca Black Box, L.A. Hardy. I think Wayne Felber had some people that were going to film it. We're going to try to do some things. A few comics doing 10 minutes. They kiboshed it. Just got the word. Yesterday. Have you done any Zoom comedy shows, Mike?
No.
You feel funny?
I'll jump on an Instagram live or...
Right.
Well, it's, you know, I just don't want to, you know, like you said, I like an audience. Although I did, I was on a house party. I don't know if you've heard about this app. House party.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Zoom, but like you do it on your phone and like you can have like... you know, 8 people on one thing. And that was kind of fun because you can see the reaction when you're doing your thing. You can kind of see everybody. You just got to time it because all of a sudden people start cutting over each other.
Yeah, that's the worst part about those types of technology. They haven't gotten through that. You know, they've gotten past that.
Well, it's also etiquette.
it's timing, dude. It's no different than this podcast. You know, it's like you get that's where you get 4 or 5 people on a podcast. It gets mayhem. Because everybody's, you know, like, oh, I got to say something. any rate. By the way, speaking of that, tonight I'm going to be on Josh Randall's Instagram Live tonight.
Yeah.
Me and Mary Upchurch, comedian from the Nevada, Arizona. Arizona, I think it is. Coming from there. And I'm doing my dose of Dougies. It's kind of a little fun little thing. The only thing about Instagram Live, once it's done, it's not like you can really save it, but somebody taught me how I can save the video.
You can, yeah, you go on archive.
But it doesn't save it on archive for some reason.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know when I change my settings. Anyway, dude, we're going to figure it out. So that's going to be, this week I got Mike Marino on Wednesday, and Greg Wilson on Friday on my Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. So go to that. All right. Well, the fuck. I'm trying not to curse, by the way. That's my
doing a great job.
Thanks. I just, you know what I mean? I just wanted, I had a friend of mine, actually my brother was telling me, hey, so one of my friends was listening and say, I think your brother's he's too much cursing. It's too much cursing.
Get the fuck over it, okay? We're adults here.
It's an adult. We're all like, you know, locked up in our houses. And
the guy in the black, he said fuck.
All right, well, Mike, we got a lot of good stories tonight, by the way.
We do.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. All right, it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them. Somehow. Speaking of hometown news, the sheriff, you know the new sheriff of Broward County?
No.
Ever see that guy? They got rid of Scott Israel, the guy who was the sheriff during the Parkland shootings, because his misguidance. They sent him away. They took him away.
Another one. It was like, you know, I mean, was that the guy who was cowering? There was one cop that was like afraid to go.
That was a cop named Scott Powers, a VSO officer.
That guy. Ooh. I'm sure he retired.
They were trying and they were trying to press charges actually against him. I don't know how that went. For the parents,
I'm sure he got away with it, but still, you know, to live with that, like, you can never go hang out with your cop buddies again. They're going to be like, whatever, pussy. You were never part of this force to begin with. Like, you know.
Yeah, I know some BSOs that were still, talked well about him, you know, and it felt like defense. But, you know, for the most part, most police officers said he needed to engage. And you're right. I'm sure he hears those kids' screams all his life. But the sheriff of Broward County, I liked the guy. When the guy came out, I liked him. I thought he was
a
good guy. No, I never met him in person. But Sheriff Gregory Tony, to head Broward's County Police, took over in 2018 after the Parkland shooting, and Israel was stepped down. But it said that he has a secret swinger life.
So that's why he stepped down, because he likes to fuck?
No, he actually had some issues because of... with the COVID-19, the people didn't have a vote of confidence or lack of confidence in them. Mm. The county, because somebody died, and you know, because of people are getting sick and stuff. But a Florida sheriff who was recently revealed that he fatally shot somebody when he was 14. The case was dropped and everything.
Oh, he shot somebody
when he was 14.
Like by mistake.
There's some story behind it, but he fatally shot someone when he was 14. Is now accused of attending a couple swapping parties with his wife.
Yeah, that guy's a maniac.
Could you ever do that? If you had a girl, could you ever swap her with another guy?
It's not my thing. You know, you know, I've tried to be in open relationships, and someone doesn't want it to be open anymore.
Yeah.
You know, and so I you know.
And it's usually the person with the smaller penis.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Or that doesn't last as long. There's nothing worse than
I never fucked a girl with a guy in the room. Like, just saying, like, hey, like, I'm like, I don't want to date you and...
No, it gets messy, you know.
Got fucking some other dude's cum breath on you, like...
Yeah, all right. Anyway, the Daily
You're cool with that? Like, you could...
No,
you could...
that's the thing. I've been in threesomes with girls, you know,
yeah,
with my girlfriend and this and that, and I've done some threesomes with a buddy of mine and girls. Couple, you know what I mean?
Cisco.
No.
I'm joking.
And things like that. But I've never had like swap my wife.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you know, because that just.
I don't know. That'd be weird.
Yeah, you know, because you never know. If one minute you're sitting there and you're
like what if a dude had like this other dude is into your wife, you're friends with this guy, and let's say it's Perry Sack. Perry Sack's like, yo, yeah. Dougie, let's swap.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden,
would you do that or no? Be like,
No.
I don't want to think about you fucking my
life. Well, that's the thing. Do you do it with somebody you don't know? You know what I mean? It's better when it's like a stranger. You know what I mean? Or
is it?
That's what I'm saying. You don't know them. You don't know. You know what I mean?
It probably is better with a stranger. Cause
because, you know, it's like if it was with Perry, then I got to see Perry again.
Yeah.
Then,
I say,
it's like, oh, and I pick a picture and I'm banging my girl. I'm like,
right, yeah. And then,
I can't see anymore, Perry.
You're right.
My friend. The Daily Mail reportedly reviewed 11 photos showing Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony, who who's 41, and his wife at a swinger party. The alleged images are reportedly from August of 2015 and 16 at a monthly Liquid Bliss party in Miami. According to the Daily Mail, the pictures show Tony wearing boxer briefs alongside his topless wife.
Some couples are into that, though. I've heard on the radio. Yeah.
But that's, you know, that should be, that as a sheriff, he shouldn't, you know, that's his decision, right? That's, yeah, who cares what that person does?
Really? Like, if, I don't know. I think, it like, there's certain people when you are taking those positions of power.
They're not doing anything wrong. Then what
he's not a sheriff anymore, right?
I don't, I got to look at it.
If he's not a sheriff anymore, yeah, go ahead. Have all the threesomes
you
want.
Why can't you? Why is your sexual life, that's really weird that you say that. I'm surprised you'd actually would say that. So somebody's sexual preferences would affect.
No, you're getting them misconstrued, man. I'm saying that if I am a sheriff, right, and I'm going to wild orgy parties at night.
Yeah.
That, you know, can be.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal, but, you know, I mean, it's just kind
what?
Of.
Guy's got a lot of stress. I would think it'd be a good thing, you know, the sheriff.
Maybe that's not it. But what if, like, a teacher, you know, someone's teaching your kid, and you find out.
It's okay if they sleep with the kids. But if they, but maybe if they had.
They're not sleeping with the kids, but at night, they're, like, super freak.
Well,
like,
guess what? Maybe if some of these teachers are having, like, group sex at night with their husbands, they won't be banging the kids in the classroom. Yeah, you know, maybe they're letting, you know what I'm saying? I don't see why it's an issue. We can do, people can do whatever they want.
Well, I don't care. They
can
do what
time.
They want. I just don't want to, like, don't be, like, putting that out there is what I'm saying. Like,
well,
keep that
I didn't imagine this guy, you know. That's the thing. You got a good point there, Mike. If I'm at a swingers party, last thing is I don't want any photos.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hey, let's not post this on Facebook.
Oh, there's the sheriff of my town. I better not try to fuck his wife because, you know, I step on his toes or something like that.
Well,
he don't like me.
He seems to be pretty open-minded.
All of a sudden, I'm getting traffic tickets or something, you know?
I would say I'd be happy. I'm like, man, this guy's going to be light
going
on me
jail.
If I get caught with drugs.
Well, yeah, if you make friends with him, then all of a sudden, you know, now you're in the inn.
Back in the case where he shot somebody, he was found not guilty, and the presiding judge ordered the case to be sealed.
Yeah.
The Bulldog explained that they acquire a police report which detailed the fatal shooting. While Tony confirmed the fatal shooting on Watchdog publication, he allegedly didn't disclose his arrest when he applied to become a police officer right here in Coral Springs, Florida, where I live. So, I don't care what the guy does in his, you know.
I don't care, but how did the photos?
They don't show the photos of the wife's tits. But that's...
Now, if someone's going around snitching on them, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's different.
All right. Here's a story. Drive-through strip club serves up sexy and safe.
I thought you said you went to one of these. You didn't go to that?
No. I never. I haven't been to a strip club in a while.
Sure.
But I haven't. I mean, who has? Yeah, you're worried about people that are, you know, there's no strip clubs open, right?
I'm surprised that the stripper community was not affected by this COVID. You know, in terms of being with an outbreak, you know, being A1 carriers, like
you think they're worried about their
they're just
their
shedding
COVID?
that disease while all these businessmen are throwing dollar bills at them. Do you think that industry is going to be the most hit? Because like that's like the most disgusting part of humans. Like that's one of those. Unless you go to a really nice strip club, but
When this was happening, like early March, when all this started coming about, a good friend of mine asked me to go to the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah.
And I thought, no, I'm not going to the Renaissance Festival. Right. And that's what I thought. It'd be like, to me, it just as bad as if I went to a strip club right now.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? What are you, nuts? I got better things to do.
Drive up strip club. Would you do that? Like, I don't think I could ever do
no,
that. Like,
I don't want
table dances.
When I used to go to strip club a lot, I would go and I'd like hanging out. I'd go get a girl sit down bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want you dancing on me and shit. What good is that?
Like someone told me, what's the whole appeal for strip clubs? And I think when you're young, you know, first is the boobies, right? Oh my God, I'm seeing a live naked woman. That's crazy. And then as you get older, it's like, it's just like a place where I can go with a buddy of mine that's most likely a dude. I mean, girls can come, too. I've hung out with some girls at strip clubs, and they're awesome.
Yeah, that started catching on a bit.
But mostly it's just dudes having a couple of drinks, bullshitting. A stripper comes over, you bullshit with them about what's going on, sports or whatever, and then you maybe throw a dollar at a chick or something like that, and you get out of there, you know?
I remember back in the day, to me, it was like, at least when you're hanging out at a strip club, you know these women are lying to you, and you don't care.
Right, right. You know
they're hot, they're sexy.
They're paid to pretend.
You know what I mean? It's all fiction. And unlike if you go to a regular club and a girl and you're sitting there and they're thinking about you're lying to them. You know what I mean? Well, listen. And Sean Bolden, what is that, a city? Sean Bolden shouldn't be all that busy these days. He owns a strip club in Portland, Oregon. Oh, lucky guy. Both of which were deemed non-essential. And there's a bunch of people in Portland going, are you crazy?
I haven't seen titties in 8 weeks.
God damn it. I got to get that Sheriff's Weiss photo.
Candy, you shaking it better than ever, baby.
I wonder there actually are guys right now sitting home wondering how their stripper girlfriends are doing. I bet you they're setting up a PayPal account.
She died from a coke overdose, buddy.
Yeah. Along with many other businesses in the state were ordered to close due to COVID. But the news spoke to him last week. He was working overtime, juggle media requests, and preparing for another weekend for a drive-through food to go-go, a drive-through version of his club, Lucky Devil Lounge, that he recently launched around the block. Bolden, his clubs, and his employees first made headlines back in March when, as a way to stay open and continue to bring income during the government's mandated shelter-in-place order, dancers from clubs began working as delivery people. Mm.
Do you think brothels in Las Vegas got shut down?
Yeah.
Or not Vegas, but...
Any of that. That is definitely not essential.
Or maybe they're operating like underground, but on the up and up there.
Or they're delivering food.
Right. I mean, yeah.
There's a lot of Uber drivers that lost their jobs as strippers now. I'm going to be doing the fucking Uber Eats.
My neighbors jumped onto that.
They're not like, a bad little move, though. Like Boober Eats, he called it.
Boober Eats.
Boober Eats. They've now come up with even more a revved up tactic, which is since food delivery started, we have a lot of local businesses. Now what they do is you come pick up the food, and as you drive through, these chicks are on tables dancing inside these outside tented areas outside in the parking lot. So, I mean, think about this. So here's what you do.
That poor girl.
You got to order some food, right? Yeah. She's going to die of asphyxiation.
I'm so sorry Daddy didn't love you.
Are you still stripping, Susie? Yes, I am. I can't breathe. I can't breathe this carbon monoxide.
Oh, my God. Did they have the mask on, at least?
Here's how the drive-thru works. You pay $30 to enter and can order any food item off the menu. Once inside the tent...
It's probably like... three chicken tenders or like
an anomaly.
The shittiest rib you've ever had, like three pieces of red meat.
You're treated to a full show. I don't know what that is. From a group of masked, of course, dancers. They do a song or two for each car, and then they send you on your way with your food.
And each song is like, you know how they play songs at strip clubs. It's not the whole song.
Yeah.
It's like a minute of the song, you know?
Yeah, and then they cut it out and they slow
like,
they fade out.
All right, good guys. like, Poppy, that was five songs. You're like, what?
Yeah. Why don't you play some Peter Frampton, I Feel Like You Feel?
You'll never.
It's a 13-minute song. I used to hate that when you get two for ones and you'd be in the back.
And they
cut it. You're like, hey, man, that's not even a fucking song. There's still a couple more choruses left.
They know what they're fucking doing. That's why, you know, like I said, when you're young, you fall for that shit.
Yeah, you don't mind it. You put up with it.
That lonely guy there, like, I could not just, God, I haven't seen titties in so long. I'm just going to pay $30 and two songs. I'll see them dancing from over there.
Like, yeah, I'll just open my iPad.
Yeah.
But I think that's it. Listen, one of the things that's great about this is when people start thinking outside the box. Like I said, Vasani's in Port Charlotte. Did I say this on the show or did I say it before the show that I was telling you? But Vasani's in Port Charlotte, Comedy Zone Room, they built a stage out back in the parking lot,
right,
had people park distant. Everybody stood out by their car and Frank Del Pizzo did a comedy show.
Yeah, no, I mean, they said that, I heard this on another podcast, you know, so I'm sorry to, you know, parrot it, but... supposedly that comedy is one of the easiest entertainment styles
to
that
adapt.
Could probably come in the first, during this whole thing.
All right.
Because you can space out seating. It's one. It's a comic and a microphone, so there's not like a whole band up there. They got to worry about 6 feet of distancing and all that nonsense.
Yeah. So if you got $30 and you're in Portland, Oregon, go get some strippers. There's a tip bucket too. Woman, this is horrible. A woman wanted to get close to an alligator before she got attacked. All right, here's a little note. With everything going on, it's not a good idea to get close to an alligator.
Why would someone like look at an alligator and go, I want to get close to that?
Well, some people want to get close to get a better look. You know, I mean, it's one thing, you know what I mean? Like, but you don't put yourself in... You know,
no.
Let me get in this slippery slope of grass that leads up into the canal.
I want to get a better look. Make sure it's an alligator. Yeah. Like, what are you getting a better look for?
I don't know. Is that a log? A woman killed by an alligator in South Carolina.
Good for her.
Told a friend she wanted to get close to the animal and didn't scream as it attacked her and dragged her into the water.
They'll do that.
So how'd she tell her friend? That before I wanted to, I just wanted to... Well, I guess she said, I want to get closer, and then she walked
over.
Right.
Come with me, Sarah. Let me get a picture with the alligator.
I'm okay.
Have you ever seen people getting eaten by hippopotamuses?
No.
That is the, like, because you know, you played Hungry Hungry Hippo, right?
Right.
And I don't know why, like, growing up, I always just thought, like, a hippo was just like a water cow. You know, they're sweet and gentle, and, like, they're not. They don't drag you down. They, like, alligators and lions, like, will get fucked up by a hippo. Like, they're one of the only species that those two predators will not fuck with.
Yeah. And they're I've seen them take down boats. Yeah. Like
did you see that video when it was chasing a boat?
Yeah. They're like, God damn it.
Like, it ain't letting up. And they swim fast, too. I don't know why, but yeah, I mean, alligator, I'm like, you're a dumbass. If this was like, oh, she got swallowed by a hippo, I'd be like, man.
Cynthia Cover, 58, died in the attack on Friday afternoon in Kiwa Island, Charleston County. A deputy had to shoot and kill the alligator to get Covert away from the animal, according to the police report. The woman, Covert, was staying with said she didn't seem herself on Friday. And walked towards the alligator, which lunged and grabbed her.
She didn't seem herself.
In its mouth when she was about 4 feet away.
She's probably drinking. That's another problem. A lot of people are drinking at home.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing anyone could do, by the way.
You get like a lot of people just start losing their mind. They start forgetting what day it is. Like, you know, I didn't realize it yesterday because I was home. My wife, we didn't even brush our teeth all day.
Yeah, it's like
home.
Shit like that. Like, I had to tell myself, like, the first month, I was one of those people like, I'm not going to shave or cut my hair till this is all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like 4 or 5 weeks in. I'm like, fuck this. I called my barber. Like, whatever I got to pay you, dude, we'll do this illegally. I got an illegal haircut. It was great.
Yeah. People are doing that here. My wife, a couple people coming.
Everyone's
in the studio
doing it,
over
man.
There, man.
If you're not doing it by now, you're a fool. Okay. Yeah. Most people are like calling their stylist on the low. Like, yo, I'll pay you extra. Just come over. I need to look human again.
Covert on John's Island made no sound as the alligator pulled her under. The woman's husband and another man tried beating the alligator with shovels, but the animal swam deeper, the police report said. When deputies arrived, the alligator kept surfacing with Covert and going under. Oh, my God. Oh,
she's alive. Like,
going blah, 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 blah. When deputies arrived, the alligator kept surfacing. Going under, and one officer was able to shoot the animal as it surfaced again, police said. Firefighters used poles to get Covert out of the pond.
It was too late.
But she died.
It was too late.
Yeah.
You know, because what they do is they suffocate you.
They drown you.
They drown you, and then they put you in, like, a little hole, where they eat you later. They're like, or for, like, they're young or whatever.
Well, kind of like what you did with your chicken Marcella. You
Yeah, you make a big pot, and then you hide it for the week.
What did you call it? What did you say? You marinated it.
Marinated.
So it takes the body, takes it in a death roll, sticks it in a little corner, and comes back.
Put a little adobo, you know?
Yeah. What is Discovery Island? The abandoned Disney World attraction where a man was caught camping. This is a great story. The guy actually snuck into Disney World's Discovery Island.
Where, you know, that's somewhere in Florida, and then, like, they have that, like, really... Like, for him to get onto that park.
Right.
And this is in Florida. This is the one in Florida, right? Yeah, like, he did some like he got through some layers of security, dude. Like,
yeah.
That place is cornered off. Like, you cannot find that place.
Richard McGuire, 42, of Mobile, Alabama, was arrested on April 30th after camping on Walt Disney World's Discovery Island.
Yeah, probably was like, no one's here. I'm going to live here. Like,
according to arrest report acquired by the USA Today, he was banned from all Disney properties and charged with trespassing. Matter of fact, you can't even watch any Avenger movies again.
What? No Disney Plus, nothing.
Nope. But what is Discovery Island? Those who have visited the Orlando's Disney property may have come across an area with the same name, but the Discovery Island most recently open to guests isn't the same as the abandoned one.
Yeah, I think there were like deaths on there and stuff.
Originally called Treasure Island, the old Discovery Island.
It's Treasure Island.
The old Discovery Island in Disney World's Bay lay closed to the public and back in 1999. Great Prince song, by the way. The 11-acre zoo gave guests the opportunity to observe exotic wildlife in a natural setting. Many of those animals' exhibits would later make their way to Animal Kingdom, which opened up in 98. Anyone who's seriously concerned about preserving the wild places of the world is going to be very impressed. I mean, why not? I like you said, this was an undertaking. This guy didn't just say, I'm going to walk in there, right? He probably...
No, you know, he got through, like... Okay, I worked at Universal. I think everyone knows the whole... I've said this before, but mm-hmm. while I was at Universal, they found a homeless person up in one of the attics in New York. You know, mm-hmm. and if you've ever been to Universal back in the day, I think they still have the New York area in the park. But one of those buildings, there was a homeless person up in the attic. It was able to sneak through the fence, and then at night would go through the garbage and get whatever food that was left over from all the, you know, people from the park. Actually, it was like, I think he did this for a couple of weeks without being, you know, detected or anything. So
our guest, blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to see how long the guy was there. The name was transferred. I don't want to hear a whole thing about the fucking place.
Imagine that security. Like, is that a person in Treasure Island?
Despite the island's closure, McGuire isn't the first person to make his way to it. Atlas Obscura reported that others have found their way onto the island and captured what remains on film.
They should just open that up for homeless people. Like, live in this island.
Yeah, that'll go well.
We're quarantining you off.
You know? hey, they come back, there's shit everywhere. Place. It's like, remember when they opened up the stadium in New Orleans? The super was it and they had people staying there, and they had to scrub that place. Didn't even smell the same since. Ooh. A man wore a KKK hood to California grocery store after a mask mandate was put in place.
What an idiot.
I guess you really got to get stuff, like, you know, that's somebody going, why not? Like,
right, like, I gotta listen, I'm afraid of COVID. I have my uncle's hood, you know, like, he's looking like, I'm hungry, though. All right, if I just go real quick, like, no one's going to notice.
A man was seen wearing a Ku Klux Klan hood at a grocery store in California.
Don't find it funny.
A countywide mask mandate. Photos of a post on Facebook showed a man wearing the KKK mask while pushing his cart through the produce area of Vaughn's Supermarket in Santa California.
I mean, that's where, you know, a lot of the stuff is happening in California, which is, you know, I don't blame them. What I get upset, though, is, you know, I feel like the media is trying to push a American-China war. And then I feel also they're trying to push, like, a civil war here in America. Like, it's either one or the other. We need to do something. So either America goes against China or we need to, like, you know.
I agree with you 100%. There is somebody puppeting the news media across the world.
It's weird, man.
There is definitely a cabal. I say that. I'm sorry. There is definitely an interest of those. I was having this conversation with my brother last night, and he goes, "Who are these people?" I go, "Mike, these are the people that hold the scepters." You know, there's about 8 or 9 people on this earth that hold scepters.
Yeah. I don't want to say the Illuminati because people laugh at that.
Yeah, but it's
but the people who own the most, like the Rothschilds. They
do you trust
own
Bill
so
Gates?
Much.
Do you trust Bill Gates?
No.
All right. Are you gonna get a vaccination?
I mean,
a COVID vaccination.
We're all gonna get COVID vaccinated one day or something like that.
They're gonna ask. Gonna put a chip in your arm.
They're gonna go, listen, you can come into this grocery, We're going to check to make sure you have your vaccination. If you don't, you're not allowed in a grocery store.
Yeah. Well, they're going to sell it to us in a different way. They're going to basically say, if you want to have
fear, of course.
Yeah, you wear it, you put this in. If there's ever a pandemic again, you'll automatically be taken care of. It'll hit you. It'll inject it.
You'll be the
your,
first ones.
Yeah, you'll get it. Boom.
You know, we'll know where you are. You'll be the first ones in. When you go into a grocery store, you know, you'll be scanned right in. We'll know you're fine. So you're like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. Sounds good. Put it in me. Louisiana police warn of aggressive chicken stalking bank customers. A Louisiana police
department.
That's
one thing I will say. I've noticed. I mean, I've just noticed in the little wildlife that I see.
Right.
These motherfuckers are getting brazen. They're like, we're taking back the world, bitch.
Yeah. Louisiana police department is warning residents to beware of an aggressive chicken that has been terrorizing bank customers at a drive-thru and a walk-up ATM. The Walker Police Department said,
"Get COVID."
Said officers who respond to a report of a chicken attack at a bank on Walker Road South were told by employees that the fowl has been chasing customers and attempting to get into their cars for several days. Mm. It's a chicken carjacking. The Department of Facebook post said the chicken has also failed to engage in proper social distancing. Officers were unable to locate the chicken, which the department said apparently anticipated the imminent arrival of the law enforcement. Perhaps the chicken was told by a rat. The chicken is wanted of charges of assault, attempted battery, attempted burglary, terrorizing, ignoring the order of the governor to keep its distance.
I'm telling you, man, Mother Nature, I was saying it earlier, Mother Nature is like, listen, humans, you've had a good
run. Your time on this earth is coming to an end.
I'm going to slap you back right now.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say, again, like come to an end. It's like you slapped me around. Now I'm slapping you back with stuff. I'm going to throw a disease, killer hornets, some really messed up weather coming your way. You know, Halley's Comet is in the air. Who knows what that's supposed to be bringing? Everyone's scared of that. I don't know what that significance behind that is, by the way.
What, Halley's Comet?
Yeah, like they're supposed to see meteor showers all week. Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
I don't know why people are getting excited. Well, I see.
There's people that were
lights in the sky.
Yeah, there's a meteor. Like we're going through this every once in a while.
Like Heaven's Gate. Like no one's gonna be like, we're gonna find another suicide.
That was the Hale-Bopp comet.
It was Hale-Bopp. That's right.
Yeah. Man in China learns it doesn't pay to bury cash. On May 4th, a Chinese man who buried hundreds of thousands of dollars 5 years ago
got eaten up by the insects. Idiot. You moron.
I don't need a bag. I'm just going to put it in the ground.
You stupid idiot.
He's learning the hard way that there are better ways to store his life savings.
You know, that was like Louis C.K. was doing that when he first started getting big.
Yeah.
He was afraid of banks. So he would like basically, from what I heard on the radio, like Chris Rock had to tell him, you know, bugs are going to eat this dude. Like you need to.
You got to wrap it, air tight it, and put it in a tin can. Chinese state media and Taiwan's news network reported that a farmer with the surname Wang, visited a branch of the Agricultural Bank of China in Anhui Province. Banknotes were rotten and moldy and broke apart on contact. Yeah, I got 100.
Ooh,
20.
Oop. Just watching it. Ugh. Imagine that happening to you.
Like Thanos. Just like flipped a finger and the money's gone. Chinese man said his parents were merchants and they accumulated the money. He also said a local television program claimed theft was common at ATMs. The television claims compelled him to bury the large amount of his cash underground. He said, according to the reports, bank employees worked overtime to restore the damaged bills, Chinese state media said. It's illegal to fuck with U.S. currency. Like, you can't destroy U.S. currency, technically. It's
right, not on purpose.
Yeah. Anything. That's why if you rip one up, you know, you get in trouble.
Yeah, or burn it.
The notes oftentimes clumped together were divided into small bundles, then divided into singles, the bank said. According to the People's Bank of China, bills that retain 75% of their original features can be exchanged for full value.
I don't know, man. God, like, I don't want to be, like, afraid of Chinese people, but, like, the more stuff I keep hearing.
Well, you shouldn't be scared. I mean, you know.
We got to learn Chinese, Dougie. They're going to take over, bro. They own how much of the United States?
Like, well, they own. I was talking to somebody, too, about how much how much they've taken over in Africa, the continent of Africa.
That's their game. That's their, yeah, like, their
gathering
game.
Up those resources.
Did you hear that they had, I forget what company, but they had to put nets around the company because people would be jumping out of the building trying to kill themselves.
Jumping out of a window.
Crazy.
I had a story today about a Russian doctor who jumped out of a window. That was handling this COVID thing. Oh, I don't want to. Too miserable.
Too miserable. What about that? And then there was a New York doctor. Same thing. She got over COVID. She's like, I need to get back. Yeah, and then she just ended
herself.
Her life.
Yeah. It's hard. A lot of people have a hard time dealing with adversity, man. You know what I mean? Just like, again, it's like the herd mentality. You got to go out and got to get these like these kids that are being left out. When the season starts next year, they're all going to be sick of everything else because they've been quarantined for so long. Their body doesn't have any natural defenses. You got to love this story, Mike. Lockdown falls to her. Lockdown. Wait a minute. Okay, there you go. Taps on half the title is back on the screen. Hiker celebrating end of coronavirus lockdown falls to her death while posing for a photo.
Wait, so hold on.
I'll read it again. Hiker celebrating end of coronavirus lockdown.
Another one.
Falls to her death while posing for a photo. A woman.
And these kind of things aren't like this isn't like once in a blue. This happens all the time.
Mm-hmm. A woman fell 110 feet to her death last week and after posing for a cliffside photo to celebrate the end of the area's coronavirus lockdown. We're free. We can do whatever we want. Alicia Substenia, 31, was out hiking with her friend, located out there, actually were in Turkey at the time. Following weeks of shelter in place, Substenia climbed over a safety fence. See, that's where you're fucked right there. There's a reason there's a fence. In the park and posed for an image on the edge of the cliff in front of the scenic waterfalls before slipping on some grass. Oops. Whoopsie.
Oh, man. No, there's a lot of idiots out there, man. There were people who actually went after, I guess, the whole thing about the president saying whatever, like the
Lysol
disinfect.
Stuff,
he didn't even say Lysol. He said disinfectant. Yeah. You know, maybe there's a way of cleaning. Which, like, the picture on the doctor's face that was sitting off side, you know, looking at him while he's saying this, priceless. But there were dumb people who, like, they've been told since they were a kid. Do not drink bleach or anything under the sink. It is bad for you.
Well, there was some stories, too, about, I guess there was a woman in Texas, a guy in Texas supposedly died from drinking the fish tank cleaner. But it turns out that she poisoned him. She was a Democrat. He was a Republican. Oof. And what she ended up doing was, because of that, that was her alibi. That was her. she said that, you know, she didn't take enough to die, but they both did it under the instruction.
Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Strikes again.
God. All right. We got a little time here. News anchor allegedly caught cheating when half-naked woman walks into a live shot. This is awesome. A Spanish news anchor was accused of cheating on his wife. All Spanish men cheat. on his TV star girlfriend when viewers spotted a semi-naked woman saunter behind him while he was filming a live segment.
Yeah. No, and they have, like, other, you can look this up too on YouTube, like, creepy Zoom moments. Like, there's people, like, on Zoom, and then, like, I don't know, like, you might see, like, what could be a ghost in the background or some shit. Oh,
there was some guy on TikTok or something. There was a video on TikTok or something with the guys there, and there was some image that look weird in the back.
Oh, I love it, bro. I stay up all night, and I'm like,
that's
why?
That's scary shit. Alfonso Merlos, 41, was hosting the Estado de Alarma channel.
If that's truth, by the way, why wasn't he smart enough to be like, listen, babe, I got to, like, tape this little personal thing. Go in the living room, you know.
Dude, have you ever had a woman leave stuff behind to be found?
They do that all the time.
Yeah,
they'll take their panties.
They'll stick them in between your mattress.
Hair clip, panties,
lipstick,
hair scrunchie, lipstick, eyeliner. Mm-hmm. I found like a pencil thing like under my couch because I was cleaning. I'm like, who dropped this?
I had a girl one time in my dorm in college write her name inside where you put the like your closet where the towels and shit.
Yeah.
Right?
So that when someone
knew the girl I was dating probably was doing my laundry.
Would open it up.
So she would open it and she'd find like I sucked his penis.
Yo, I'm telling you. Yeah. I don't even they just want the other girl to be like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's horrible. It's girls would be tripping.
I've got a little thing of like girl shit that I found out of my house because I've had the time to clean everything.
Right.
Like, I'm like, if I figure out whose this shit is, or I'll probably just throw it out. But like, it's like you said, a hairpin, there's a scrunchie, there is a lipstick, a lip gloss.
No, don't ever make that mistake again. I did that. I found something in the house and I had roommates, so I didn't know what it was, so I saved it. So eventually my girlfriend at the time was like, who's this? I'm like, what do you mean you don't know whose it is? I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Or I find like a long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't remember the last time a blonde person's been here. Like, the fuck?
I got caught one time when I had a blonde girlfriend, and then I had a brute, you know, I was dating this brunette.
Yeah.
And again, ladies, don't judge me, folks. This is when I was young.
Come on, we're men. You ladies do the same thing. You're just
so
smart.
My blonde girlfriend was saying, hey, whose long black hair is this? I'm like, I don't know. I think the guy who comes and exterminates the apartment's got long hair. He's a hippie fucker. Yeah, Alfonso Estado said his home. News report from his home. Let me start that over. Alfonso Merlos, 41, was hosting the Estado de Alarma. That's the the show of alarm show. channel news report from his home amid the coronavirus lockdown. When a scantily clad gal walked into the background and fucked up his day.
Maybe that was the weather girl.
We only have one camera. The Eagle Eye fans pointed out the woman was not his partner, Marta Lopez, and she's pissed.
Marta.
A former star of the Big Brother reality show, sparking a media firestorm.
Quien esta puta consigue tu hijo? Ooh, you don't mess with a girl named
Marta.
Ooh,
look at that, dude. Look at that image. That's busted.
He probably
can't see on a shitty camera.
You fucked me up.
I'm just sitting here avoiding the coronavirus, doing my job.
Is that your Spanish accent? Aren't you Spanish?
Yeah, but listen. Merlos remained silent for days despite accusations. Two-timing then apologized to Lopez during an appearance. I'm sorry, I love you. I'll never do it again.
Mira, mami.
Mira, cálmate, niña.
Yeah.
All you do is you're so jealous. You always worry.
Qué?
You always think I'm cheating on you. Who's this girl in the background? I don't know. It's a ghost.
What I would have said, I would have been like, I don't know who that was. That's so weird.
Yeah, oh my God. It's a
it's
weird
the
cat.
Ghost of a dead hooker in my...
Somebody's bombing my Zoom. Somebody's bombing my Zoom.
Oh my God, that's another thing. People jumping into...
He claimed that he'd broken up with the reality star before the home segment was shot, but Lopez insisted they were still together. It's always a fate, like a foggy moment in your life. When I thought we were broken up. No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
We were trying to find out if we really wanted to break up.
Yeah, we weren't really sure. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I thank my good friend Mike Cintron for jumping in today.
This was fun, you know. Yeah. I know I'm not an essential co-host, but, you know, it's good to be back.
Yeah, buddy. Fun. Absolutely. And, well, thanks, man. I miss you, too. And, guys, don't forget, tonight I'm going to be on Josh. Why am I fucking up on Josh? Randall. I want to say Josh Rowland, but that's an actor. But Josh Randall, I'm going to be on his Instagram tonight at 9. Tomorrow, you can catch a dose of Dougie on my Instagram page. I'm going to have Mike Marino, the Jersey bad boy of comedy, is going to be. We're going to talk for about 30, 40 minutes or so. And Greg Wilson, very funny comic out of L.A., is going to be on my Instagram on Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern time, guys, by the way. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram here at the show at Wake Up Dougie Show and on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. And I'm at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter. Mike?
You can find me at Michael Cintron on Instagram, at Mike Cintron, Twitter, on Facebook as well. You'll find me somewhere. You know, no shows at the moment. Yeah. I'll have one at the end of August. But with that being said, man, it's been a lot of fun hanging with you. Oh, and find me on Xbox One. If you want to go live, play some video games, I'm there as well.
There you go. I might be playing. I'm tempted to go buy a video game. I think it's too much to learn, though. I think it's just way too much. You know what I mean? It's too much There's too much water under the bridge to go back into that.
To the video game world?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it, man. That's.
I don't want to play other people and stuff. But that seems to be the big thing. Anyway, guys. Next week, an all-new show every week here on Tuesday, 6 p.m. on Facebook Live. If you miss anything, go to our fan page on Facebook at the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page. You can catch it on there or my fan page, The Always Dangerous Dougie Almeida. Thanks, guys, for joining us. God bless. Stay well. Don't be stupid. Cover your mouth. And don't be...
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun, children of the sun.